The country's largest Protestant denomination is facing an explosive new report about sex abuse in the church. It found that leaders in the Southern Baptist Convention stonewalled and denigrated victims, kept a secret list of known abusers, including pastors who were protected over the last 20 years. This isn't ancient history. The report calls for dramatic changes, and it comes 1 month before Southern Baptists meet. Kate Shelnut is senior news editor for Christianity Today. Kate, you've been covering sex abuse in the Southern Baptist Church for years. We remember that first bombshell when just last summer, the delegates representing almost, 14 million members voted to commission this independent report. 300 pages long, a warning, this might be disturbing for some, but what are the charges?
So in this report, they found out that top leaders in the Southern Baptist Convention, the people who are in charge of running the day-to-day business of the denomination, were heavily informed by their own lawyers and were moving to protect the church against lawsuits rather than helping victims. So they declined to act again and again when reports were made directly to them, and when people were calling for reform, that they were told to say nothing and do nothing. And so these are people who were taking phone calls and meeting with victims, and then afterwards, behind their backs and sometimes to their faces, insulting them, inscribing bad motives to them, taking them as kind of the enemy who are trying to distract them from the evangelistic mission of the church. And so rather than meeting these vulnerable, in many cases, women who had been abused as teenagers repeatedly, had credible allegations, and in some cases had criminal charges against their offenders, that they were not being met with any sort of care, but were being ignored and called the enemy, and sometimes even called, part of a satanic plan, was right. One of the top attorneys had said about them.
Yeah, this is an influential executive committee member who said this was a satanic scheme and referred to one survivor of abuse as the devil. They were also told they were people with no integrity. How are some of these survivors reacting?
For survivors, I think it's a hard report to read through because a lot of these things are things that they've known all along and that they've tried to warn leaders within the Southern Baptist Convention, pastors, the general public to say, yeah, this is exactly what we told you was happening. The worst of what we said was true. So for them, it's really hard for them to be proven right after all these years when they said, you know, you could have believed us earlier, and if you would have, lives would have been saved. That there are so many more people in Southern Baptist churches who have had to endure abuse themselves because of pastors being allowed to go from church to church and not being penalized or called out or kept from continuing to hold positions of authority.
Right. And again, this report is only the last 20 years. What about churchgoers? This is, in large part a conservative congregation. You've called this a sackcloth and ashes moment. What does that mean?
Yeah, so I think for a lot of churchgoers, if you're a Southern Baptist, you've known for at least the last 3 or 4 years that this is an issue in your denomination. But the biggest thing I've heard is, we didn't know it was this bad. And I've seen multiple people reference the biblical idea of sackcloth and ashes, which designated a posture of mourning. There's a deep regret in knowing how badly things were for people who should have received compassion and care and healing and restoration and restitution, that those people were actually further hurt by the response of the denomination. And now I think they're trying to prepare these next few weeks before the annual meeting of what are we going to do to make a really meaningful response, not the minimum step, to really do something that I think will forever change the trajectory of the denomination.
Well, but you can see in many of the emails that many of the church leaders felt that they didn't have any legal right to pursue any of these cases because each of the something like 40,000 congregations affiliated with the Southern Baptist Convention is autonomous. This is what they said. So they'd get into legal trouble. That's probably not true, but what is it that they can do?
in the past, they've used the church structure of the Southern Baptist Convention, that independence, to block different moves for reform, different efforts to do more for survivors and do more to publicize individual leaders who have been accused of being offenders and have then disqualified themselves from the pulpit. So I think that we're going to see bolder moves be proposed and a greater willingness to compromise or work within the way the denomination is, rather than let that be a barrier to actually responding.
Kate Shelnut, senior news editor for Christianity Today, about the explosive new report detailing extensive abuse over the past 20 years in the Southern Baptist Convention. Kate, thank you.
Thank you.